Time to talk politics. With local elections coming up in May, RNIB Scotland has prepared its manifesto. Why did they do this? What are some of the big points? And what do they hope will come from publishing this? We have James Adams, who is the director of RNIB Scotland. Tell us a little bit about this manifesto. The name itself conjures up politics and elections and so on, but why would a charity do something like this?
Well, politics makes the world go round, and local councils, everybody's got one, and I'm sure most people are aware, but they've got quite a big responsibility to carry out. So, for instance, education, your bins and street lighting and social services, social care. There's a whole host of areas local authorities are responsible for, and many of those public services and their responsibilities on a regular basis touch the lives of blind and partially sighted people. So we just try and make sure there's a voice in that whole conversation for people with sight loss.
So you publish a manifesto ahead of the election. So this is the ask, if you like, then, from RNIB Scotland. And I'm sure there are many topics in there. But if I was to say to you to pick a sort of top three, what are those at the moment?
Yeah, so I think one of the key areas is the attainment gap for children and young people with a visual impairment. Unfortunately, there's an increasing attainment gap between young people and children with sight loss and those who, you know, don't have sight loss, and that's just not acceptable. So we're really trying to raise this issue, and we're trying to pressure as best we can the local authorities and government and local councillors to take more of an interest in this particular area. Another major area would be the lack of provision for rehab officers. As we know, sight loss is increasing, and there's increasing demand of those who are newly diagnosed with sight loss, and they need rehabilitation support to adjust to their new sort of newfound circumstance. And unfortunately, we've done work on this, and we believe there's fewer than 40 active rehabilitation officers working across councils in Scotland, and that's just not enough. So we want a bit of focus, you know, on that as well. And as all your listeners will be aware, going out and about in the streets always brings with it challenges for people with sight loss. You know, councils are, for perfectly legitimate reasons, are forever changing the streetscapes and bringing in new sort of modern designs into sort of pavements and roads and crossings and cycle lanes and bus stops, and, you know, the list goes on. So we try and raise these issues where we don't think it's working, it's not functioning, and where it's, you know, a risk to some blind person, like people going out and about in some of these new sort of streetscapes. So we want to sort of like bring a focus on to the shared spaces, try and get hold to those, focus on to some of these new designs, which actually make it more difficult for people with sight loss to get out and about. So that's just some of the key areas which we are sort of raising as part of this process.
Does this manifesto go to the political parties then? And do you get a chance to discuss these points ahead of or after the elections?
Yeah, so what we do is like a three-pronged attack, really. So we have sent out a hard copy of the manifesto and also electronic copy to all the leaders of all the main political parties in Scotland. So they've all been sent that to each of the local councils. We also send the chief executives of all the councils so they can have a copy. We also do social media around it all to raise awareness. We also directly lobby the political parties. So, for instance, we're about to go into the party political conference season up in Scotland. So we're actually going to each of the main political parties, and we'll be armed with our local government manifestos. So if we happen across any unfortunate local candidates for council, we'll be sure to sort of talk to them about, you know, the contents of our manifesto and give them a copy. And of course, we also look to do sort of public awareness press work like this radio interview and in other outlets and in newspapers and so forth, just trying to get a bit of awareness out there so these issues are aired in public.
James, we'll chat ahead of and probably after the elections as well, but if people would like to have a look at the manifesto, is there a way to do that?
Yes, it's on our website, and so if people are able to go to www.rnib.org.uk/Scotland, that will take you to the RNIB Scotland landing page, and there's a link on that landing page that takes you straight to the manifesto. Alternatively, if people get in contact with RNIB Scotland, we can provide an alternative format copy to whoever asks for it.
Plenty of opportunities to have a look at the manifesto, James. Again, we will be chatting around the elections, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you, Alan.